Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Checking in here with another ad read from our friends over at HelloFresh. Savor every last second of summer with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers fresh, quality produce from farm to your door in less than a week. It's great. It's super easy, allowing you to enjoy the delicious flavors from the season right from home. Heading out for one last vacation? Update your delivery address and enjoy HelloFresh at your own vacation destination with just a click. Might have to try that. I'm on vacation right now. That sounds like it's a pretty darn good idea. Plans are flexible, so they work with your changing schedule. We here at the No Bad Days podcast love our HelloFresh boxes. We get one. We cook it up in less than 30 minutes. It's ready to go. And you know what? There's no cleanup. Very little waste, and you get really good meals. If you're interested in this offer, please go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. I'll once again repeat that. Go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts.
Do the intro this week?
No.
Someone do it.
Marty, go ahead.
Do it, Johnny.
Dude, we're 40 episodes in. You've never done an intro.
Okay, well, this is the intro to the intro. Yeah. Welcome everybody back to episode number 40 of the No Bad Days podcast. As you just heard, Johnny's a little scared to do the intro, but here he is right here.
Johnny, why are you being so shy, dude?
I don't know. I wasn't expecting that.
You're more shy on the camera than you are you're more shy on the podcast than you are on camera.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of different sometimes because, like, you know what's coming, but.
Has he got your shirt on during the podcast?
when you asked me to do the intro, 30 seconds ago, I overthought it immediately in my head. So I got super shy.
Yeah, that's fair.
And it's just like 4 lines too, like welcome back to the number, and then
yeah, you could literally our podcast. You could literally say whatever you want.
Yeah, and then tell them who I'm with, and it's the same guys I've been with for 40 episodes. Yeah.
By the way, we're back with the same 3 guys for the 40th episode in a row.
We are. Yeah, in fact, indeed, correct.
I thought we would have ran out of stuff to talk about by now.
No, we never run out of stuff to talk about.
Oh, but we do have a bone to pick with you from last week's episode.
Yuck it up.
Well, what is it? What is it?
When you said that you've only napped on our couch
twice. I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming. Okay.
Frizz listened to it, and then he sent me 3 consecutive back-to-back snaps each day of you napping on our couch at the same time.
I guess I didn't realize how much I do nap. I didn't think it was that much. I was proven wrong with video proof. Also, I napped today. Boys, these 7 a.m. workouts, like when 1 o'clock rolls around, I'm legit toast.
Yeah.
Like, and it also doesn't help.
You're toast crunch?
Yeah, I'm legit Captain Crunch. I'm Raisin Bran at that time of the day. And like my sleeping habits still like aren't good. Like I go to bed at like, or I'll fall asleep around like 11:30 midnight, something like that. So like I'm only getting like 6 hours, 6.5 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
So little crunchy at 1 o'clock.
My sleeping habits have been so much better since I got here, since I don't have to hang out with all you guys on the couch till like 1 a.m.
The obligation of hanging out.
Me and Marty get to go to bed at like 10:30 without any heckling from the peanut gallery about when we need to go to bed.
Yeah, that's the word.
Do whatever we want.
You legit get put through the paper shredder if you go to bed at like too early for the boys' liking.
Can't go to bed before all the NHL games are over, pretty much.
Yeah, and you have to finish the show. Like, if you can't leave with 10 minutes. But I have been doing that because, like, I legit, like, have to get to bed or else I'll be destroyed in the morning. But, yeah, I definitely hear it from Frizz when there's, like, 10 or 15 minutes left in the show. But I'll go to, like, I'll leave your side at, like, a certain time. And he's like, dude, come on. It's like, 10 minutes. I don't care.
Come on, hang out with me just a little bit more.
Come on, man.
Fuck. Just like a little bit more.
Can you, I forgot what I was going to say completely.
Can I what? Sorry.
Can you tell those guys to clean up the side of the house before me and Marty come back next week?
I'm sure they will. The house, as dirty as it has been, and more so dirty than clean, when they do clean it, it looks normal.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Thing though,
but that's the thing, when they do,
yeah, which has been since you guys have been gone, I want to say 3 or 4 times it's been actually clean, and then like a Saturday will happen, and yeah, then it's like it looks like the Tasmanian devil was hanging out there with his pals,
just ripping around, eh?
Just doing a complete tornado and blankets and crumbs, and it's like. Yeah,
packages, and
a lot of packages between the HelloFresh and the PO box and whatever Dave gets on the weekly basis.
The Amazon,
Dave's the label printer.
Yeah, it gets pretty messy in there.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And then whenever the boys snack, usually a wrapper or some crumbs or find its way on the floor, at least.
How, as they should.
How did you, how's school going? Oh, you on the fort?
We must have run out of things to talk about if you're asking me how school's
going. Well, I just wanted to know, because didn't they release the mask mandate at school? So now you can actually see people's faces and what they look like.
Yeah, that was actually really weird. It happened our first day back from spring break, actually. And, I didn't know that's what some of my teachers looked like, and they don't know what I looked like. So it's like, it's actually weird. Like, you're like, I guess well, when
you create a face in your head, and then
exactly. And then like, you're like, oh, that's not the face I thought. And then
you're like, wait, you're my teammate.
Yeah. Wait, I know you.
Wait, what? You're Frizz. We've had class together all year.
I painted a completely different picture of you. What about you guys? How's online treating you?
It's a little bit tough.
It's tough to get to when you're like, okay, I can do it, but not right now.
Well, yeah,
that was me last year when our school was online.
And yeah, then you check the weather and the UV index is like 8, and you got a pool like
20 hop, feet skip away,
and a jump away, and then you're like, okay, I'll sit by the pool for like an hour, and then that's like 4 hours,
and then the guys show up at the pool with like a speaker and a cooler with like water and stuff in it, and then
you got a couple steaks in the fridge, and there's a barbecue out there,
and then next thing you know, it's sunset and you're like, oh well, we gotta watch hockey now.
Yeah, you're not missing that.
You can't do homework while you watch hockey.
And then you're like, well, when the hockey's done, I got practice in the morning, so I gotta get to bed.
and then at the bare minimum, when it's finally due and you have the least amount of time to finish it, then you go and do it, then you complain about how little time you have during your day to do all your homework.
Yeah, you're like, oh my god, I'm swamped.
This is so stressful.
Come on, can't believe my teacher is giving me all this homework.
Yeah, what did you do the last 4 days? Nothing.
I was chauffeur this weekend. I was
doing
shuttle runs with Gabby's car and transporting from bar to bar and bar to home. So
nice. What a good guy you are.
Being a good guy, crushing some waters, and
sometimes you gotta do it.
Not to sound like I'm taking the moral high road here, just taking a few weekends off.
Yeah, Marty's been the chauffeur here.
Well, yeah, he's the only guy with a car. That must, hey, how different is it for the guys, like for you, Tav and Beatty and Turch? Like, you guys always had a car, and like, it's like,
yeah,
now you know what it feels like. You gotta be on someone else's schedule, and it, like, it kind of,
yeah, it sucks in a way that you can't. Like, I don't know what else I would go do by myself. I probably wouldn't do anything, yeah. But just not, not having it, like, just to go and do whatever, it sucks.
Can't go for a leisurely drive.
Or like, or if one of us needs to stay at the rink a little extra to get like treatment done or something, then everyone has to wait for that one guy.
Oh yeah. And you don't want to be that guy. You're like, I'm just going to put some ice on this at home.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the only part where you just can't come and go as you want, but whatever.
How is the training staff down there?
Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have everything you need. Like,
oh yeah. Before? Yeah. What do you get them? You get back massages?
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll just give you a massage if you're sore, or they'll do the cupping.
Yeah.
That's pretty much anything you can think of.
That's good.
Like, yeah. I walk around with a full heat pack on before every game. I don't even know why I do it anymore.
You're like, this is the new me.
Yeah. It just feels good.
I see other guys do it, and then I'm like, oh, my back's kind of sore. I'm going to get a heat pack. And then I like, there's like a little thing, and I just attach to my back and walk around.
Is it like the Saran wrap thing?
No, it's a reusable like wrap that you put on it.
It's like a Velcro strap kind of.
Velcro.
That's pro. There you go.
It's grizzled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was surprised that like half the guys here don't like warm up. Like the warm up is just like they like maybe stretch in their stall and then they go out on the ice for warm up.
And they're just ready.
Yeah. Or they throw the Normatex on. They're like, I'm ready to go.
Did you guys watch that Hasbulla interview on Barstool?
I haven't seen it yet. No.
Oh, you guys will love it. It's hilarious. But he's like the guy. I forget who's the guy with the long blonde mullet and the mustache.
Caleb Presley.
Yeah, he asked him. He's like, what's your training like? And he's like, I've decided I don't need to train. If you're a man, you'll be ready to fight. So that's what the boys mentality is down there, eh?
That's what Hasbulla said?
Yeah.
I got to watch that. Yeah, he's literally 3'1".
Yeah, he's 19. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I actually thought he was older for some reason.
I thought he was older too, but then I found out he was 19.
Yeah, and this guy just like rips around in his G-Wagon and then like
drives. Did you see that video of him driving?
Oh, dude, he's a maniac on the road.
He sits on the guy's lap and drives the car.
He's like bobbing and weaving throughout traffic too.
I know.
Like, it's reckless. Like, it's insane. And then he goes to the sand dunes with his buddies and then just like rips on those in like a buggy or something. Like, yeah, no, that guy just like balls out. Like, he just lives the life.
You see him beat the crap out of Caleb Presley a couple times. He like would start like legitimately trying to like hurt him.
He's like wait, come here for a sec, and then he grabs his tie and then just starts wailing on him, and then he pulls his hair,
then he's like, give me the ice cream.
Yeah, because it was hilarious. He's mucking like this massive bowl of ice cream and he's just got chocolate all over his face.
Yeah. He looks like a little kid.
And then he goes to give him a bite and then he flicks it at him.
Yeah, he's like an alpha male, but he's like super tiny.
Yeah.
Crazy things I've ever seen.
That guy's a boss. He's awesome.
Big time.
And then they asked him about the other, remember that first viral video of him?
The other guy that has the same disorder as him or whatever.
Yeah. And they were, so he was getting asked about him, and that, I guess that guy's like really good friends with Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
And he's like,
Cristiano about Marlboro.
Yeah. Cristiano Marble Mouth Pacer. And he's like, I don't care about Ronaldo. I'm more famous than him anyways.
I don't understand. Is that guy like mega famous?
Apparently. I don't know. I guess like everyone knows who he is.
So. I'm going to look him up on Instagram and see how many followers he has. He must have millions.
Yeah. No, it's hilarious though. He just seems like, I think like it was like the podcast was like a little scripted or the interview, whatever it was.
Well, yeah, I'm sure.
He does seem like a beauty.
He's got 2.1 million followers on on Instagram.
That guy's awesome.
And that's not even a verified account, so who knows if that's actually him or not.
Oh, boys. Quick topic change here.
Yeah, what?
Good transition.
Yeah. I'm just going to cut it.
And cut.
Cut it with a knife it right there. So there's been some stuff going on in the NHL right now. I know it happened between the Leafs and I forget the team that they were playing. It was Wayne Simmonds was lining up to fight someone. And then again, the other night, Simmonds and Pat Maroon were like chirping each other and the refs are just tossing tens. They're just like trying to like get that out of the game almost.
Is that what the comments were yesterday by Maroon?
Yeah. So in the interview, he said, he wasn't a fan of the way the game's going. He said the game's going in the wrong direction. And I just want to get your boys' thoughts on that. Like tossing out tens for just lining up for a fight.
Well, yeah.
Before you're gonna do it.
The tens when they were on the bench, right?
They were on the bench chirping.
That was last night, but last week, Simmonds and when the Leafs played Winnipeg, I think it was Simmonds and I'm blanking on the guy's name.
Stanley.
No. He's a forward.
On the Leafs?
No, on Winnipeg.
Lowry?
Yeah. Yeah, it was Lowry. They went to line up, like Simmonds skated to that side and they were both like kind of backing up from the circle.
Yeah.
And before the puck was even dropped, like refs gave him tens out, gone for the rest of the game.
That's crazy.
I wonder if, yeah, maybe they're trying to get the, like that fighting off the draw out of the game.
Yeah. Like, but it would like, if you guys were watching that game, I'm not sure, but like it was a physical game and I think they were just lining up to make a statement and stuff. But so it wasn't like, I wouldn't say it was staged because like, I know those days are over with the big boys and who would just go out there to fight just cause.
Yeah.
I don't think like that's what it is because both those players bring something to the table for their own teams.
Yeah.
I was not a fan of that they kicked them out before they even dropped the gloves. And then also not a fan of giving guys tens for just chirping each other.
No, that was kind of bush league. Here's what I'll say. I'll say now that Marty and I have been here for a few weeks.
Yeah.
I've probably gotten hit more times in the head in a weekend in college than I have my whole time here because people are just like way less cautious in college and way more. They like, you think about it, right? Like if you hit someone in the head here, someone's probably going to come and try to punch you in the face.
Yeah, you got to answer that.
Whereas in college, if you do it, then nothing happens and you maybe get a penalty and then that's it.
Yeah, it's weird. Like I even remember in junior, my junior league was one of the first leagues in Canada to switch to full cages for every player. And that happened my 19-year-old year. And what I noticed was I got hit in the head way more.
Mm-hmm.
Like guys are running you elbow and shoulder in the head because it's not going to draw blood, obviously. And two, like very easy to get away with. And there's no consequences. Like you could punch someone as hard as you want in the face with a cage on, they're not going to feel it. Whereas, you know, you're not wearing you're wearing a visor and some guy could just sock you in the mouth.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's
really, make hockey safer in a way.
It does because there's consequences to your actions and, you know, you're not going to act like an idiot or take liberties with a guy if, you know, you're going to get your face beat in about 2 minutes later.
About that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, about 10 seconds to 2 minutes later.
Yeah, you run some guy open ice and then you're just looking at your watch.
Yeah.
You're like, uh-oh.
You just get off the bench and then you're like, you got a hurt knee or something.
Trainer. Yeah. Trainer,
you skate off with the trainer. The next whistle, you're limping.
You're seeing popcorn in the stands after.
Yeah,
Johnny, do you think Auston Matthews is going to get to 60 goals this season?
Yeah,
I think so too.
1,000%.
He's at 54.
Like 54?
Yeah,
you got a hat trick last night.
Yeah, we were watching it.
Yeah, he's at 15. 54.
He tied the Leafs franchise record. I think Rick Vive had it before.
Oh yeah, I'm familiar with that.
And that was like, that was way back. I think it was 80s or 90s when he did that. But that's pretty cool. What?
I wasn't alive then. Were you there?
I just been hitting.
Who was it?
Rick Vive.
Is it bad that I never heard of that name before?
Yeah, either.
He's like a famous Leaf. I wouldn't say he's a famous.
Matt Sundin?
He's not a Hall of Famer.
I'm surprised Sundin never scored 50 because when.
Never did?
No, dude, because when Matthews was the game where he got his 50th, they showed like the former 50 goal scorers. He's only the fourth player in franchise history to get 50 in a season.
This must have been a.
He must have been a couple. I'm a disher coach.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Sundin never got it. It was him, Rick Vive, Dave Andrechuk, and I can't remember the fourth guy's name.
What's up, guys? We're back with another message from our friends over at Discover. Now, listen, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how they rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, come on, talk about amazing. And now that we've talked about that for a bit, let's get back to the No Bad Days podcast where we talk about whatever comes to our mind. Learn more about this offer at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Daryl Sittler?
No.
No, he never scored 50 for the Leafs?
No.
No. No. That was my best guess, Johnny.
But for those of you listening that are maybe a little unsure what we're talking about, scoring 50 goals in the NHL is a massive milestone. Like if you're just to compare like how hard it is to do, if you're a consistent 20 goal scorer per season, like you're a top, like an elite player in the league. So if you're potting 50, then and it's rare, doesn't happen every year. So
yeah, then you can check my bank account.
Yeah, maybe a little bonus for Matthews at the end of the year.
I'm sure he's already hit every bonus in his book already. Maybe a first round playoff win.
Yeah, just rip and check. Yeah, I know. That's the other thing.
They're gonna get out of the first round,
dude. They have the most success in the season, and then come playoff time. And
right now they're playing. If the playoffs ended right now, they'd be playing Boston first round.
Yeah, and
if the playoffs ended tomorrow and Tampa wins tonight, they'll be playing Tampa in the first round.
No way.
And if they somehow go on like a couple game losing streak, they'll be playing Florida in the first round.
Yeah, like maybe Boston, but
yeah.
Maybe Boston, but I don't think you want to run into Tampa or Florida in the first round.
Maybe not Florida. They'd be playing Carolina, but the four teams that they're basically only have a chance of playing in the playoffs are Tampa, Boston, Carolina, or maybe Florida.
Yeah. There's like
flip-flop divisions for playoffs.
Yeah.
I guess that would make sense then because you don't win your conference.
No, but still be.
That is true. Yes.
What do I know?
Like there's you could probably pick like 10 teams that could legitimately win the cup this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I honestly, this is just going off of like how their regular seasons are going, but like I'm going to make a little prediction and say it's going to be a Colorado Tampa. I know it's very cliche to say just because they're the hot teams right now.
Florida, Toronto, Carolina.
Tampa's just good, man.
I think
Florida and Carolina are like sneaky good too.
I think Florida's going to be I think Florida's sick, but I think the Avs are going to make it to the finals at least.
Yeah, like the
Avs. I could be wrong, though, because they have to get through Minnesota, St. Louis, Calgary, LA, and I got it right here. I can just look at it instead of guessing. Edmonton,
Nashville,
Vegas, Calgary, LA, Edmonton, Colorado, Minnesota, St. Louis. And then the East is Florida, Toronto, Boston, Carolina, New York, Pittsburgh, Washington, and Tampa.
Yeah, like all these teams are so good. I hate to say it too, though, but I think Edmonton's going to flop in the playoffs again.
I think so too. Well, I don't know.
Marty, you've been working out, bud?
No, not yeah, a lot actually.
Looks like you've been hammering protein shakes.
Yeah.
Hey, what about me?
We get protein.
You look great.
Thanks, buddy. Protein milk after, so we get that.
Yeah.
What's that?
We get protein shakes after practice and games.
That's actually so clutch.
Yeah. It's nice to have like actual snacks.
It's nice when you go to the when you get into the room, there's like Gatorade jug or water jug and Gatorade bottle on ice, coffee.
Yeah, there's not month-old tangerines and a brown banana.
Brown banana.
One brown banana, you got to split it with four guys.
Yeah, everyone's cutting it and putting on one piece of bread because we don't have a toaster. And then
yeah, you put the toast in the microwave.
And then a popsicle stick with peanut butter and you're just spreading it.
Yeah.
Or a broken fork, and then you use the
use your finger. Side.
Yeah, that literally the finger jar. Everyone's just like scooping in, and
yeah, that's so gross.
Maybe having a bite,
and then the peanut butter gets on your hand, and then you just start wiping it on stuff, and then next thing you know, you're covered in peanut butter.
Oh yeah, I'm surprised an ecosystem didn't start in that peanut butter jar this year.
I'm sure it did. I'm sure it did.
There's a whole civilization and village in there.
I'm sure the dog that used to hang, what was the dog's name? Joe would just lick the peanut outside of the peanut butter container too, because she could get a hold of it.
Was that Kleiner's dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was a cute dog, except one time he brought it in the room and I didn't put my socks on yet for my skates.
Yeah.
And I was like playing with her and I guess they were like swinging from my hand. And she just chomps down on him and rips a huge hole in the heel. I'm like, oh, that's good. Thanks, Joe.
Damn dog.
That's a cute dog, though. Yeah, it's like a husky German shepherd.
Yeah.
And it's a puppy, so it's pretty
much. You notice how big the paws are on that thing?
Oh, yeah, dude. That dog's going to be like 80 pounds.
Oh, Johnny, I got a funny story to tell you from this weekend, actually.
Perfect.
So on the bus, on our way back from the road trip, like the older guys on the team are like trying to get us new guys to like go back there and chirp them or like tell them jokes.
Okay.
Awesome. So like
rookie duties.
Yeah. Like they're just trying to get you to go over there and tell them jokes. So there's like probably five or six of them sitting there and I go back there and the trainer was sitting back there too with them, like just listening. And so I was like, went on this 5-minute spiel about how like I was when I was younger, I had like a super misaligned jaw.
And, oh, okay.
And I was like, yeah, I needed to get surgery to like fix it. And like, I was like, oh, part of the procedure was, and I had it, like they had to put a little dog bone in my jaw. And everyone was hook, line, and sinker. They were all like, are you serious? That's so crazy. And I'm like, yeah, I know, it's pretty crazy. And I'm like, if you actually like, if I clench my jaw really hard, you can feel it kind of right here. And then I went to the trainer and I was like, see, Cody, like just feel around right there. And he starts feeling around and I go right in his ear and I just go, and all the boys started laughing.
That is one of the best jokes of all time.
I know. My grandpa taught me and it's just like, it's just the classic go-to.
Dude, I'm going to have to steal that from you. I'll give you credit, but when I'm back home, I'm going to have to use that and then say, yeah, my buddy Tavern told me that one.
My buddy just barks at people a lot.
I'll make a work cited. Don't worry.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, if I ever see that out in public, I'm going to have to sue you for a cease and desist at my joke.
I was going to use another one of your jokes, but what do you call a cease and desist?
A Caesar on my wrist.
A cease and desist is when a veteran gets an assist in a hockey game.
Yeah. I can't believe that's what you thought it meant when we first were talking about it.
Well, I've never seen that in writing before. So like when guys are like cease and desist, and I was like, interesting. Interesting, yeah. Hockey terminology.
Cease and desist.
Yeah.
Cease and desist.
Yeah. The pronunciation didn't come out too well. Just a brickhead move.
You just call me a brickhead?
No, me.
Oh. I thought when I said you're like brickhead. I got the IUAP email this week. Did you guys get it, or was it?
You know, I'm not good at looking at my emails.
I know, but I told you that they'd be back this week, so I expected you to keep an eye out for it.
My eyes were closed. I'm sorry.
Did you?
Me? Oh yeah, no, I saw it.
Yeah,
it
me and Marty saw it.
What did it say, Marty?
One of the craziest. No, Tavern said he's got it, but it was one of the crazier things that I've ever read.
Yeah,
I feel a little scared for my job, to be honest.
It was insane.
And you should be scared for yours, because they mentioned your name in bold 3 separate times.
In bold, separately, in yellow highlighter.
Yeah.
I spelled it Joe Athan.
I seen on my airline ticket from Delta. Yeah.
That's where they got your name from. They had to go to Delta and ask for your name, and then that's what they gave them.
Yeah, exactly.
They had to go to Delta. They couldn't find you anywhere else but Delta Airlines.
Yeah, they couldn't find me on social media or anything. They just Delta Airlines immediately.
Yeah. But basically what they're saying is starting next week or the week after, we have exactly 1 month to hang out as much as possible before we head home for the summer. So like they said, it's mandatory that we have at least 7 hours a day of general horseplay at either house.
That's the best email I've ever heard.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, but the 7 hours said that podcast time does not count as a 7 hour of general horseplay, because it technically is more specific horseplay. It's not just general, it's like specific podcast horseplay. So that those goes into its own category.
Yeah, okay. So we need to log a minimum like hour and a half, hour a week of podcast horseplay.
Yeah.
And basically glued at the hip for the like every other hour of the week.
Yeah, we have 49 hours a week of general horseplay to accumulate.
Plus the one part that was underlined that had your name in it was at least 15 minutes of nighttime shenanigans upstairs.
Yeah.
At least 15 minutes? No, let's go more.
You want more nighttime shenanigans?
Yeah, like at least half an hour. I want to shave Dave's chest. No, we're shaving Dave's chest. We're just going to pin him down and buzz it.
I mean, deal. You got to tell me. That's my favorite time of the night when we're all up there brushing our teeth, just goofing around.
And Dave's starting to get tired, so he's got his glasses on. He's a little groggy.
Trying to wash his face with his little scrubber, and then we're start messing around with him because he can't see anything.
I love Dave's like little accessories that he has. They're so funny.
Oh, yeah.
Like his like station to charge his phone in his room and stuff like that. It's got like 9 wires going into it.
He's got an iPad charger or an iPad stand that holds his iPad while he's on his other screen and his separate
monitor.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he has one for his laptop too.
Yeah, he has a stand for his laptop as well.
Yeah, this guy's just got like NASA headquarters in his room.
Yeah.
Thank God he does, because contributes to.
Oh yeah, if we didn't have those monitors, we'd be so disorganized.
Yeah,
contributes to our business. So like at the end of the day, thank God for Dave. But we're gonna get him, and he's gonna be a little upset, but we'll get him. And also, what I want to do is I think we should have a sleepover.
Where,
dude, we should bring one or two mattresses down to the living room, like one and just.
No, we're having a sleepover, pillows, blankets, mattresses, snacks, and we're just going to watch movies till 5 a.m.
Okay.
I'm down.
All the hangovers one more time?
Yeah, legit.
Yeah, our last week, everyone has to not go in their rooms once, and they just have to live in the living room.
Yes. And we're gonna buy enough food to just like, so we don't have to leave the house.
Yeah, and we'll just buy like chips and popcorn and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like the worst food.
Yeah, and like cheese puffs, like that big box from Walmart.
Yeah, that tub.
Yeah, the big tub.
The big tubbo.
Yeah,
I think a sleepover would be like actually hilarious.
Yeah, and we could all get matching pajamas and
yeah, like nightcaps, and then call our moms and ask if it's okay.
Yeah, but then you call them after you already invited your friend over, so she has to say yes.
Yeah,
just put her in the worst position. That was hilarious.
I always used to do that. And you, or you ask your parents right in front of your friend and they're like, no.
You're just like, you kidding me right now? Like, and then they're like, oh, all nice. And then like when your friend leaves, like you're just toast.
Yeah, they're like, next time you ask for a sleepover, don't do it when your friend's standing right there. Yeah. Like, well, I knew you wouldn't say no. That's why I did it.
And then when we're parents one day, we'll just be like straight up. We'll just look at the kid and be like, no.
You?
No, no, you're not coming over.
No, I'll call your dad already. He's on his way.
Sorry, little Nathaniel, but no.
When you guys hang out with us and our kids later on in life, our kids have to ask us we have to ask our kids if we can have a sleepover.
We're tagging along.
Like, hey, Jimmy, you mind if we stay here at Johnny's place tonight?
Yeah. And then I ask my kid, I'm like, you mind if Uncle Tavern and Uncle Marty bunk up for the night?
He's like,
Yeah, sure. I'm like, perfect. They're in your room. You're on the couch. Yeah,
you're on the floor, bro.
Get on the couch.
Sorry, under the bed you go.
He's like, Dad, Marty and Tavra slept over every night this week.
So yeah, they love your race car bed. Now shut up and get to the couch.
Yeah. And make sure like they have their phone chargers and like PlayStation. We're playing COD, so yeah.
Yeah.
Not allowed to touch the console. Sorry, kid.
Sorry, kid. Buddy.
Sorry, kid.
Sorry. That's you're talking to your own kid right now. You know that, right?
Calling your own kid, kid.
Come on, kid.
What an unaffectionate way to speak.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we got a couple of questionnaires.
Let's hear them.
Ben?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Hope you had the best day ever. I was just curious if you could go back and change anything about your past, whether it be good or bad, what would you change and why? Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
I think we've answered this one before.
Yeah, that sounds similar.
I wouldn't go back and change anything because the past is what made me who I am today, and I'm proud of who I am.
Yeah, what Taver said.
No, I'd probably go back and change some stupid thing that I bought that I had never used once. I forget what it was, something expensive, and I just never once used it, and then I'm just wasted. Actually, you know what? I lost a wallet one time in my house when I was like 11. I had like saved up a bunch of money to buy a new hockey net. And I remember I lost my wallet with like $300 cash in it. I never found it. It's still in my house somewhere.
You're going to be pretty happy one day.
I know. I've looked everywhere though. It's probably in the wall or something.
Yeah. It's like just an
event. The old paper bills in it. So
yeah, it would. It was a Sens wallet, I remember.
That's pretty good.
Either that or my brother took it.
Yeah. I'll listen to this and be like, shit.
Yeah, Dylan's got a new pair of shoes and you're out of a wallet. So
yeah. Tough.
Yeah, I don't got anything for that one. You, Johnny?
Wouldn't change a thing.
Wouldn't change a thing.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
This is probably your guys' too, is Picture by Sheryl Crow and Kid Rock.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
You just need someone to sing it with. But we got each other, so.
All we need, right?
We're good, yeah.
We went out on Saturday, or no, Sunday.
Sunday.
We went to Tin Roof in Birmingham, and there's a live band playing. And me, Marty and Tav. I am Tav. Right? That's me.
Hi, Tav.
Is that me?
That is you, yes.
Okay, me, Marty, and Turch. We were just jamming with this live band. And Turch is the quietest guy in the world, never says a word. And he was on stage playing the guitar.
Oh, yeah. I remember those Snapchats. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, oh, my God.
Country music, too.
Yeah.
So he didn't know any of, like, the words or anything. And we were just standing there, like, with two fingers. Like, you know how you just do, like, the rock.
Yeah, the classic.
So me and him were literally there for like an hour, like rock and rolling with this band. And then he gets up on like this little mini ladder and he's like even higher. And then the lead singer walks over, gives Tersh the guitar, and he starts absolutely shredding it for like a minute.
Was he actually like strumming the guitar?
Okay. I don't know. Tersh thinks the guy unplugged it, but the way that it sounded, because it didn't sound like real.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it didn't sound like he was playing real chords, that I thought it was actually him, but I honestly, he thinks the guy unplugged it before he gave it to him, but I think it was real.
That's hilarious. Yeah, he just gets like, you just getting after it, and then he all of a sudden becomes like amazing at the guitar. that's so unlike him. He's like the biggest like city boy, like not into country music at all.
Then he saluted the crowd after, he gave a nice like, let's go.
Egg tosses the pick.
Yeah. It was funny.
That's awesome.
Another question. This one's kind of a funny one. If you had to start a new identity, what would be your name and what would be your occupation?
Assuming that like you like actually have to do the occupation and like everything's set up.
Yeah, that would be the...
I don't want to get too into detail on that, but I don't know why, that's just where my brain went there. A new name. I'll go with Steven Overbottom. And my occupation is a consultant, because I feel like when someone tells you that, you're just like, what do? You're like, I consult. And then it's just like...
You don't do anything?
Yeah.
I would be, I would pick a very famous person's name and make that my name, and then I would just be their impersonator.
Just an identity thief?
Yeah, I would like, I'd be like, I'd pick someone like super famous, like Leo. Actually, yeah, no, I'd pick like Leo, and then I just like go around impersonating Leo.
Can you imagine? You're like, my name is Don Duck.
Donald Duck.
And everyone's like, what? My full name's Donald, but I go.
My father was Donald. I'm just Don.
Don the third.
Don Duck the third.
Yeah. Oh, what's your name? Oh, Mickey. Last name, Mickey? Mouse.
It's actually Michael, but everyone says I look like a Mickey. So.
Yeah.
What about you, Marty?
I don't know. I don't know about a name, but just because Taver mentioned Leo, I think being a movie actor, like a big time movie actor, would be cool occupation.
That would be.
If I could go back, and I don't know. I think that'd be sick though.
Can you imagine how stressful that would be though? For like mine? What?
Can I change mine?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't need to have a name. I would just be Chris Rock's bodyguard at the Oscars, and I'd save him from getting slapped.
You just go through.
I wear it for him.
I keep forgetting that no one could see like our actions.
Yeah, I know, it sucks.
So what I just did, no one will see. But I basically impersonated Taver putting his body in front of Chris Rock.
Like, Chris.
That was very noble of you.
Yeah, Taver, good job, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Not a boy.
Yeah, I'm just a guy's guy. That's
all over TMZ and E! News.
And Yeezy News?
Easy peasy news?
Yeah.
It's snowing outside. How's Birmingham right now?
Birmingham is 22 and sunny. Sorry, 22 degrees Celsius. So that's 72-ish.
About that, yeah.
Nice. What's it here? It is.
It's time to get a watch.
It's 1 degree Celsius, so almost freezing.
So it's like snowing there right now. Did you say that?
Yeah, it's snowing right now.
I can't believe that. Is this still snow, or is it melted?
Well, it came down pretty heavy like 2 days ago, and then it all melted away the next day, and then now it's snowing again.
Jeez. Hmm. Good thing I still got my winter tires on.
Yeah, same.
Holy, I can't believe it. It's April 5th.
Yeah.
This is disgusting.
Yeah, it's almost Easter. It's still snowing.
I just had a snap memory of like 2 weeks ago of us three rollerblading around Superior.
Really?
Yeah, last year.
Last year
we had good weather last year.
Yeah, we were having like remember we were outside, we had a keg party at CJ's place in like we were May. We
were doing the championship.
Yeah. It was like 15 and sunny.
That was in March, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was before spring break too.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. And then a year ago now, we would be in Arizona right now.
Yeah,
I'm just getting some memories.
I was looking at the weather in Arizona today. It was like 34 degrees Celsius and like the UV was like 20.
Oh, I know. Just seeing those memories pop up, like where we were in the, like just everything, like just instant like depression. Like,
yeah.
Just insane.
Just missing out. That's okay. You had a good spring break.
Yeah.
We've been in Birmingham. We can't complain. We've been getting plenty of
You guys have been living it up too. So
we've been getting plenty of sunlight.
And we'll get a taste of the spring break tour on Tuesday in Nashville.
Yeah, we're going to Nashville on Tuesday. Me and Marty.
Are you guys catching a game?
Yeah.
Do you know who they're playing?
San Jose.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Yeah. Should be cool.
and then who knows? Maybe a night on the town.
Yeah, then maybe Broadway.
I think that's in the forecast, yeah. I checked the forecast and Broadway was on it.
Well, as you guys both know, you know, you just walk out and take an immediate right and you're in the most fun place on earth, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why we're pretending like we're not going to go out.
Yeah, you guys are going to go out, have the most fun of all time, and then get in a car and come back to suit the next day.
And drive 16 hours.
Yeah, we got a 16-hour trip the next day, though. So we might have to dial it back to like a 9 rather than a 10.
Lovely.
Which still works.
You know, as long as one of us is dialed down for the morning. It's not like we have to leave that early. We're all night hawks.
Yeah, as long as you leave at a good time, maybe grab a coffee. I don't know. It'll be fine.
I mean, not a couple maybe Joe. Grab a coffee. We're going to grab 4 coffees. Each.
No, you can only have like one big one because then you got to pee so often that it just takes so much time out of your ride. Johnny and I are experts.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know this. And especially this past summer, not the greatest.
No, we had to stop 4 times before the sun rose.
Legit.
Yep.
But we were gonna do that TikTok too. We just forgot to do it. But every time we get out to pee, we were gonna high five each other and do that magic in the Hamptons TikTok.
Yeah. But that would have been a 10-minute long video.
Probably from all the 2-second clips.
All right. I think that's it for today's episode. Johnny, you wanna shut her down?
Yeah. That concludes today's episode. Again, thank you everyone for tuning in. Don't forget to download and have a great week. Signing out.
See ya.
Peace out.
See ya, folks.
Peace out, A-Town.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.